Hello.
Hey.
How are you? We're actually recording now.
Okay.
Right. So let's talk. Good afternoon or good evening, everyone. My name is Ramonica Gamble, and I am your queen of bold. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the podcast this evening, because I have the amazing Tanisha Boyd, who posted an amazing question earlier. And so why don't you just share with the audience what your question was, and then we'll jump right in, because I thought, oh, this is amazing. We need to jump on this. We need to take a bold approach to this.
Okay. So I had a situation come up, and before I jumped the gun and making assumptions, I just posted to Facebook, is it not correct in thinking that a man's job in a relationship with his woman or his significant other is to provide security and stability and make her feel safe? Because I see something else going on. And before I just jumped the gun and pushed my assumptions off, I wanted to hear what other people had to say, because I just had to dismiss the situation because they were showing me something that didn't line up with what I thought it should be.
So you said a lot of different things. So you said security, you said protection, there was something else that you said,
and I was stability.
Stability. Now, when you say stability, can you give just a little bit more, and not necessarily to your personal situation, unless of course you want to, but just in general, so that the audience can like wrap their brain around it. What area of stability do you mean? Because that could be broad.
Okay. So, I mean, so let me just start here. So, if we're talking about a marriage, you know, when women, make a decision to be with somebody, we want a man to be a man. We want to feel protected. We want to feel safe. We want to feel like he's going to steady us. You know, we're not going to, because women can be emotional, and that's just, you know, we up today and down tomorrow. And sometimes there is a part he's supposed to lead, you know, in the sense of, we yield to him, not give him control over our lives. But if you make a decision, you have to let a man be a man and a woman be a woman.
Yes.
I think that if a man is saying, unless he's in the military, he's saying, well, you know, we live over here today, and I had this job, but I got another job, and I'm working this month, but I'm not working this month. And we're not talking about extreme circumstances. I mean, he has no compass. He's just all over the place. Women don't feel secure in that, because we start to worry. We worry on our own. So if we got somebody that's supposed to be in charge, like to take charge, and you're supposed to be the protector, safe doesn't mean, you know, just protecting somebody from harm. Safe means that, to me, I'm just going to talk for me.
Right.
It means that for me, when I enter into this relationship and you're saying that we're going to be partners, that you are saying, I got you. You know, I might lose my job and lose half of our income, but he's saying, you know what, we're going to work through it. Don't worry about, you know, lights being turned off or us not being able to eat. You might not be eating out much, but I got you. That's safe and secure. Not, you know, just throwing me to the wolves and not saying that, you know, everybody's relationship is different, but if you want her to stay at home, then you really need to be safe and secure and stable, because you're asking for something different. I just, I don't have a problem with putting the situation out there. It's not major. I knew a guy, and there were flags popping up about his circumstances. He wasn't stable. Just based on his history, he had been flip-flopping back and forth with different females, not really standing on his own. And then a minor situation came up with a cell phone. That to me was like, that's a big thing, because it's just a cell phone. But he couldn't explain why the phone was turned off. And that bothered me, And but it was just one more thing. So it wasn't like it was just the phone. It was just one more thing where I saw him not being able to take care of his own business. And so if I'm looking at you as a potential, if you can't take care of your business, if you're not stable, if you're not securing your own situation, what are you going to add over here? Because I got some things going on over here. So the two of us together, if one of us isn't stable, it's just like a seesaw. If you put something heavy on one side, it doesn't balance itself out, you know, and he wasn't going to balance it out.
Woo! So that's what he brought up. Woo, major. So you said one thing that just kind of jumped out at me, because you kind of said he was all over the place, that his compass was taking him here and there and a little bit of everywhere. And I totally get that. I think as women, we're trying to be bold. We're out here really being open to dating, if you will. And let's just admit that it is different nowadays. Yes, and men are different. And so yeah. I really feel like we have to be aware of the flags. And I mean, you know, it's always a lesson learned on the back end. But right. when you see that flag, because I've seen flags before too, and you kind of want to overlook the flags because it's like, oh, it's just one little thing. But right. then what happens is it's a pattern of more and more flags popping up. And I think I read this. I don't remember who said it exactly, but they were basically saying that you know how we're dismissive of one little flag, or it's just this one little thing, but they're right. like, it's the equivalent of you're saying was just a little drop of poison in this water. And so Ooh. In the same way that that little drop of poison would hurt you in a sea of a big glass of water, kind of the same thing for us in relationships. So I totally yes. get, like, you know, where you are. And I know you're a bold woman, and, you know, one of the things I think we just have to do is really learn from each lesson. Like, I feel like I could write a journal or write a book about the difference between men now and then versus now. And each person that I encounter, it's like I'm learning a lesson. I'm studying. I'm more intentional about who I let into my yes. space, and I don't let the little things slide. It's like, if it, yes. the little thing pops up, I'm like, never mind, block, you know, block and move
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
Block and move on.
And, you know, let me say this. The person, you know, is a really nice person.
Oh, sure.
He's a really genuine person.
Yep.
And what he was trying to do. But for me, that was, the flags bothered me. I couldn't get around it. Now, with you saying what you just said, it just brought to mind something that has been a conversation I've just been having in different circles about how like the game has changed. And it used to be that, you know, you could have standards and we women didn't have to do as much. You know, you just held your ground and that would be respected. And it was understood that men, when you come into the arena, you know, with women, not females, but with women, there are certain things that you have to come with. You need to first come with some common sense. You know, you don't need, if you come in for games, then you need to find that elsewhere. And a guy told me, he said, we don't have to work as hard now. All of y'all sitting here holding standards and, you know, you trying to be all goody two shoes and get married. Like, you're going to be waiting a long time because there are other females in between y'all. But from this last good woman that we had to the next one, it's plenty in between y'all that will give us what we're looking for at the moment. And I said, that's bold business. That's messed up because y'all playing in between while we trying to hold on to values. And the minute that you fall off from that, you are viewed differently. It's a complete, you are seen through a different lens. So, you know, it's like this, it's like a tug of war to try to determine like where do I find some balance for this, because this is text message world.
Oh, I refuse to be in that. So let me tell you. So two things. So one, if you're going to communicate with me for the long haul, it won't be in text messaging. So I get it. Oftentimes that's how maybe we meet, especially if you do online dating. You're gonna meet right. on a site and you're gonna text. Now, I'm going to text and maybe go back and forth, maybe for a day or two, depending on how much exchange happened over a day. So if it's one or two lines on day one, okay, we can take it into day two. But let's just say in day two, is starting to get good, then guess what? I am going to say, if you want to continue to talk to me, this is how we'll communicate.
Right.
So I think it's take it offline or they just stay in that space. And I've seen people that I communicated with offline see me in the online space and say, oh, so are you still looking? I'm looking the same way you still looking. You had to still be on the site to see that I was still on the site. So
right.
In the past, we've allowed as women, as good virtuous women, if you will, we've allowed the man to lead. But see, we have to have our own set of dating rules. And I don't just mean rules as it relates to, oh, this is what I'm not going to do in the bedroom. I just mean how we want to interact, how long we're going to conversate with them online, offline, you know, at what point do you allow them to take you out? What will you stay? Like all of those things, I feel like those things are in our hand. The moment I see something I don't like, I have the freedom to be like, oh, I'm out. It's too many fish in the sea. There's plenty of fish, if you will. In the same way that they play, we can too. And to be honest with you, you know, growing up as a young woman, if you were talking to multiple people, and I don't mean having sex, I just mean if you talk to multiple guys, you were a whore.
Exactly.
I'm grown now. So I don't care about whatever label someone wants to put on it, they can, because I'm like, well, you don't know me, but this is about me and ultimately what I want in my dating space. And so I create that, period.
And you know, it's also, you know, not just being an adult, but dating with purpose.
Yep.
Because when you're young, everything is wonderful and I love you, you know, and he's so cute and she's so fine and we're going to be together forever. But there's no purpose there. You're kind of learning the ropes and getting in touch with your emotions and just having experiences. But when you get to a certain point, I should have said that. It should be dating with a purpose. You know, if you're dating just to be out here, you know, just doing your thing, more power to you, you know. But if we are dating with the intent of finding, you know, the potential mate, you know, or somebody that we really want to spend some time with, then you're right, we do have to create some standards. And I have seen a lot of us concede to our standards. You know, you make a list, and I'm not talking about that unbelievable list, but you say that there are certain things that you won't put up with, but because he calls and he shows up and he takes you out occasionally, you know, he may be doing some other dirt that you don't agree with, but you know, some women don't want to be by themselves. You know, it's like having some man is better than no man at all. No. You can have that.
Right.
You know, so I'm not, you know, I was told that some of my thought process about how I chose to not deal with that particular individual, again, good person, just not the match for me.
Yep.
I was quoted, in case they're listening, I was quoted someone else's words, some speaker in you know, the African-American community, about how when women get degrees, you know, they just one, you know, paycheck away from this, that, and the third, and they got a lot of debt from student loans, but we have these things that we're looking for. And I said, you know, not directed at the person, but just at the statement, what do my degrees have to do with me not wanting to be with a bum?
I was going to say an insecure man.
You know, I said, I don't think that that's a fair statement, because I know some women with degrees who got some doggone bottom feeders, who are being beaten, who are being cheated on, lied to. So their degrees didn't have anything to do with the way that they made a choice. I'm just saying that for me, there are certain things that I want, and I don't feel like I should have to lower my standards, because I'm not asking for you to have six figures. I'm not asking for you to have two mansions, eight cars, and, you know, some money market accounts. And I'm not asking for that. I'm asking you to be decent, first of all, and dependable. Like, when you tell me something, that should be what it is.
Okay. I'm a stickler for that. Let your words quickly turn into action.
Girl, okay. And so now while we're talking about words turned into action, this person has some, their attraction to me was that they were watching my posts and they were like, you know, you, you always, you know, posting about your business and going in. Yes. You know, I'm like, yes. Okay, great. We are on the same. We have the same thoughts. Let's talk about that. I can entertain this. Let me interview this. Let me see what this is about. They wanted to start a business. And every day that I would talk to them, I was like, so what did you do today? Oh, you know, I was just chilling. Wait, what are we doing? It was off that. 2 days later. So you off today. What you do today? Did you go and find out about, you know, the thing that you needed to find out about for the business that you want to have, the dream, the goal that you got? No, I was just sitting on the porch. Okay, that's the problem. Not that you don't have a day job. You know, you got a day job, but you want something and you just talk. And so, you know, we all may move at different paces, but the key word would be move.
Yes.
Let's be proactive. Let's take a step. And so in my head, and, you know, I might be the only woman in the whole universe, but when I'm entertaining the idea of I could see myself like saying we'll be in a relationship, I need to know that we are both hungry for something. I'm not saying that you got to start a business, but if you are an engineer or the bus driver or a police officer, are you working? Do you have goals? Just some goals, just some basic things that we are moving towards, because becoming complacent makes life slow and heavy and hard. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people talk about being unequally yoked. Well, that spreads much further beyond whether or not y'all both Christians or Buddhists or whatever. Are we in sync to both be saying that we want these things? Now, if I want kids and you don't, we don't need to be together. If I want to live in an apartment and you want a house, we need to have a conversation, you know, because we're clearly not on the same path. But I think that people will think that they can work stuff out later. I'm just not willing to be disappointed later. And it really is not a disappointment, because you set yourself up for failure. And why would you walk into something knowing that the outcome is not going to be in your favor? That doesn't make a lick of sense to me. And so I choose not to. And so, like you said, I choose to not entertain, but consider, you know, other options. Today, I shall talk to you and see if I want to talk to you another day. And if I don't, it's okay. Because guess what? It's somebody else waiting to get on the line. So it's going to be okay.
Absolutely.
It will be okay.
Yes.
But it doesn't feel that way. And I think that people try to make us feel, when I say yes, society, I think the culture tries to make you feel like, girl, you getting old. You know, you better try to stop being so picky.
Oh, yeah. I refuse to settle. I'm not going to do it. At this stage in my life, I am committed to enjoying me. That does not mean that it's perfect. It doesn't mean that it's flawless. It doesn't mean that I don't come across a pine cone, some knucklehead joker that I just need to move out of my way, because, you know, people will send in their ambassador. But for the most part, I'll be honest with you, I have come across some interesting characters, and let's be real, they're not all marriage material, but at the same time, I can't say that that is my goal at this moment. That's not a goal of mine. It is to find someone that I can laugh with, someone who is educated, someone that can hold, you know, their own, if you will. Because the two eventually, if that's where we're headed, the two will become one. So yeah, hold you down, especially in the dating phase. You know, we're just seeing each other. Because what is it? Is it we're seeing each other, we're dating, we're serious, we're committed? You know, there's all of these different levels to it. So I think all of that, you know, kind of matters as well. I know I recently met someone. They're like, hey, I want to hang out. But listen, I have some different things going on right now. And basically they were saying, listen, I want to hang out. When I hang out with you, I want to hang out the right way. I got some financial things that are going to come ahead of us hanging out. So let me handle that. And then we're good. And I'm so good with that, because I have financial obligations too. And, you know, when men meet women, we instantly want them to cover everything. And let's just be real, in my head, they should. But that doesn't mean that they don't have responsibilities, you know, as well. And so I got to be mindful and, you know, take that into consideration that, hey, they're planning for an amazing weekend. And that's not, you know, that's not $200. You know what I mean? That's money. So I'm okay with it.
And you, okay, so you bring up a good point about the fact that he was forthcoming with information. And I was speaking with someone last evening about how we fail to have these conversations, you know, about what is going on with us, what we want. And, you know, I can be honest and say that, you know, I did have a person tell me, you know, pretty much tell me what it was. And I was good with that, but then their actions didn't match up with their words. And so that kind of confused me for a minute, and it caused a little bit of an issue. But it wasn't that I didn't hear them. But if you tell me that we have an eggs, you know, for breakfast, and you show up with a buffet, I'm so confused about what are we doing? I thought you said A, and now it's A through Z, you know, plus some. So, you know, a conversation had to be had about mixed signals, and some of us will run with the thing that we feeling instead of anchoring on the conversation, if you had one at all. You know, the person that I was talking to yesterday, we were just talking about how, well, this is going to take us to a whole nother level. that I had seen a statement made that some men, when they marry, they don't marry the woman that they were most in love with. They marry the woman who they were with when they made a decision that they were ready to be married. And I said, that's interesting. So
yes,
I shall
heard that before.
So I asked my married male friend, and he's been married for 2 years, been married with the girl for 8 prior. And I asked him, I said, did you marry her because y'all were deeply in love? Or, you know, was she who you were with during that time and you were ready to be married? He said, I was ready to be married. He said, but she was wife material. I said, what is it?
I like that, though. See, that's not what we want to hear when we've invested 10 years with a guy that never married us. And knock on wood, thank God I've never been through that type of situation. So I don't know what that's like. I imagine for somebody that's some kind of hurt that you felt like, not you personally, but a woman invested her time in a man, it didn't work out, and he moved on. And so when he moves on, we feel some kind of way, but we shouldn't, because clearly he's our ex for a reason, real talk. I mean, granted, we didn't get married to him and didn't get to go down the aisle and we had the fairy tale dreams of that, but real talk. I mean, you know, it's like this, when we are quote unquote looking for a job, okay, and that job has a whole lot of benefits and the things that we want, we're not trying to go back to our job from 10 years ago to see if they're hiring. Hey, this opportunity with it. So I would imagine that that's not just for males, it's probably for females too. The thing is, we're not in a position, thank God, to ask men to marry us. So as it relates to marriage, in that regard, the men hold the cards. And so that's why sometimes, you know, we kind of feel some kind of way, like we're sitting here, I've been your girlfriend for 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, whatever, and you haven't asked to marry me. So we feel some type of way. But we shouldn't. This is where we hold cards too. We don't have to spend 10 years invested in a relationship if the end goal is not going to be marriage. And so we have to be clear about, when I meet somebody now, granted they can lie, but I'm like, so what are you looking for? Well, they say this. Okay, well, hey, what do you want in me? What is it that attracted you to me? Like, I need to know. So are you looking at me for skin? Are you looking at me because I'm smart and you feel like you can, you know, suck off my brain and up and run your own thing without paying my consulting fees? Like, I'm checking to see what is it that attracted you to me. And if it is, hey, you're just cool, I want to get to know you, blah, 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 then that's what it is. But I need to know where I got to put them in my life too. What box am I going to put them in? So again, as women, you know, in a way, we kind of allow ourselves to be manipulated because we're waiting to see what the man's going to do with us, when really we got choices too. Homeboy, I don't have to date you for 5 years. I already know when I decide that I'm going to get married again, if that should happen, I know I said to God, look, I don't want to date nobody for like 3 years, because I believe that a man knows instantly if he wants to be with a woman. Like, he just knows, period. And I can say that with confidence because I've gone out with several people. So you got one guy who flakes out. You got another guy who says, I can meet you on this day at this time. Like, I'm on your calendar. Please tell me if that day works for you. We'll pick another day. So men know what they want. Some just do a better job at communicating it over others. Some are straight up and ready to make a commitment. Some are still playing games. It's up to us to discern, is this that one drop of poison in the water, or is this glass of water like straight fresh out the bottle?
Exactly. And let me just pass this plate because you just started preaching.
Okay. Woo! Hey, I've been there. I'm in it. I got girlfriends that are, you know, hey, try being married for damn near 19 years. And now that's not your situation anymore. So I'm coming into it new. So I'm having to catch up with the game real quick. You understand what I'm saying? And so I no longer feel powerless, because at first my friends were like, you don't know what you want. Or wait a minute, this person's popping game. And I'm like, oh no, they're cool. And I'm like, now I'm like, whoa, 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 hold on. I'm in control. I'm in control in all of these other areas of my life. But, you know, we just kind of think, oh, well, he's a guy, he's going to shoot it straight. No, they don't always shoot it straight. Yeah.
You know what? Here's another thing that, you know, I have a friend, and he's just strictly a friend, but he hasn't come out and said this, but based on some things that are going on, he has some fears.
Oh, yeah.
He's not vocal about them, and they are about who he is as a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not that I've even addressed those things, because we just cool. Like, hey, how you doing? What's going on? We, you know, kick it, you know, whatever. But I can tell when I bring up, you know, things like we should hang out, we should go. He real like, and I'm like, so we not married, you know? I'm like, it must be some fears and some concerns. And so that was something that was new to me, because you don't necessarily think about men, you know, having fears when it comes to dating women or approaching us. And so,
oh, they got the same fears, and let's keep it real, they got the same fears and insecurities that women have. And so,
and it's worth it, because they, rejection is horrible.
Exactly. But think about it. Like, you know, let's be real. Gosh, they are in a tough position, if you will, because they're always expected to take a shot, you know. And let's say this, every shot's not going in. So you really have to, you know, be strong enough to keep walking up to the free throw line, trying to like put the ball in the goal, knowing that you're going to miss some. And honestly, as women, we don't have to do that. We can now. We're liberated now. So if we see someone and they're cute, you know, we can say, hey, how are you? So we can throw out, you know, the flirt signals, or if we're in the online dating space, it's okay to, for me personally, I can't speak for another woman, but I know now that it is okay. And I feel okay saying hi. I'm putting it out there. If I say hi to you, Joker, I'm thinking it's something about you that made me speak. We don't need to go any further than that, but I have cracked the door for you to come up to the line and dribble and take your shot. Now, it's up to you. I'm not going to hold the ball for you. I'm not going to pass it back to you, but you can come dribbling up and, you know, see what's popping.
Okay, so I wish that we had, you know, a guy right here, because I am always so, you know, you have to, you know, I think we always kind of revert back to our base, you know, how we were raised and what the expectations were and what the perspectives were when we would step outside of the box. You know, like, you don't ask a guy out. That's why they had the, what is it, the Sadie Hawkins dance. That's the only time you can ask a boy, you know, out. And now I'm like, okay, but I'm of a certain age. And sometimes when you're out, you just see something and you're like, nah, if I got to wait on him, we could be here all night. Now, he might generally, you know, genuinely not be interested. But you looking at me and I'm looking at you and I'm feeling like we just going to sit here and play. I games all night, or is one of us going to say something? And I have not gotten there yet, Ramonica. I have not gotten there yet where I will approach.
Okay.
And say something. And I think that has a lot to do with what the perception is on the other side. You know,
what do you think the perception is? Because it's not what we think, I'm telling you.
Oh, and so, I don't know this because this is not a conversation that I've even had with any man.
Well, let me tell you. So in the beginning, and when I say in the beginning, let's just go with at the beginning of this year, I was the same way. I have a married girlfriend and I have a single girlfriend. She was married for just say 19, 20 years, just like me. And they're both very attractive. Let's just say they can pull probably the same people we pull. Okay. Now, so one married, one single. And literally they were like, so when you go out, you know, they're like, where do you sit? And I'm like, just kind of wherever. And they're like, no. And, you know, they're like, you should be sitting at the bar. And then they're like, so do you speak to guys or do you go up to them? And of course, my response was, hell no, I'm not walking up to some guy to like, and they're like, oh my God, yes. Yeah, see, he who makes the first move is kind of winning. Now I'm like, oh, but that's pursuing a man, right?
Right.
It's that's not. Funny. It's not what happened. I think you're cute. I think I've totally, let me tell you, a couple of months ago and to this day, I still talk to this guy. He's cool. Let me just say that. But literally we were chitter chatting back and forth. We're sitting next to each other, chitter chatting about, you know, a drink. And then it was like, oh my gosh, this dude's pretty cool. Like, huh? He's somebody that I would at least go on a vacation with. Like, he was cute. So he was getting up to go somewhere else with his friends. I gave him a card, one of my business cards. Oh, kind of cool, though. I'm like, here's my business card. If you're ever in my city, give me a call. We can meet up for drinks. So guess what? Ball's in his court. I dribbled. Now it's up to him to decide if there's going to be a shot made. And literally from that point forward, for the rest of the was in my space. And so afterwards we were kind of chatting and he literally said this and I laughed. I thought it was the funniest thing. He said, I was thinking, who is this bold as hell female? He was intrigued by my boldness. He took it as a sign of a woman who knows what she wants, which is what I was saying in the beginning. We hold the cards too. So I didn't say, will you marry me? I didn't say, you want to go out on a date? You want to be my baby's daddy? I didn't say any of that. I just said, I think you're cool. And if you're ever in my city, let's connect for a drink. Isn't that like networking? Isn't that what we do when we go to networking events?
Yes.
Let's meet up for lunch or something. Let's hang out. We're not saying let's get married and I love you. You're not saying anything about them other than you acknowledge that they are cool. Period. That's it. And that's how I took it. I don't call this person. I'm not in pursuit of them or any of that. Do we talk on the phone several times a week? Who makes the call? He does.
I've got to get like you when I grow up because I'm sitting here thinking about that. And it is terrifying to me because, you know, I guess maybe it's the same experience that they have, but I'm always thinking, what if he really didn't even want to talk to me?
Then he wouldn't talk to you. he wouldn't talk to you or he wouldn't call you. Okay. I've been somewhere and the waiter was, ooh, he was so cute. And he flirted the entire time with me. And my friends were like, ooh, you better say something to him. I was like, no. So I was still kind of in the zone that you're in. I was like, no, I'm not going to say anything. I left my card on the table. I put a little note. Give me a call. I mean, he didn't call. My feelings weren't hurt. Hell, I don't even know his name. So just think, that's what a guy's doing when he's out. He's walking through the space, whatever that space is, and he sees someone that he likes, and he walks up and says, hey, how are you? And, you know, we're like, get your corny ass out of here. You know what I mean? But on everything, You know, so the next time somebody approaches you, you know, you're going to look at, like, I think men, they have a, it's not a hard job because they reap great benefits if they are able to, you know, get the winning shot, which is a great woman. And it's not one-sided. Women too, like when we're able to connect, for me, it's about a connection of like interest, like mindset. We got the same, you know, type of belief system, not on everything, but we share a lot of commonalities. And so that's what's important for me. So if I am already seeing that this is someone that I would like to connect with, then it's up to me to position myself as such, whether it's in relationship, in business, in life. It's about how you position yourself. And I hate you missed yesterday, but yesterday we talked about the different types of behaviors that will allow you to lend yourself to putting yourself out there. So are you bold-ish, meaning not quite there yet? Are you bold enough? Are you bold and popping, or are you beyond bold? And it depends on where you are in life and what's going on. You will connect with some level of boldness. And so you just may not be bold enough to walk up boldish. You got the thought, but you're not bold enough to go up just yet and say, "Hey, I'm Tanisha. You have an amazing smile." That, what is wrong with that? You're complimenting a guy. And so guess what? That same guy might have been eyeing you, may have been just a shy guy, because I'll take a shy guy. Give me a shy guy who's a bookworm with a fat wad of cash who makes it legitimately. Hey, right. I can speak for you. I got us. You understand?
That's right. So, so since you
said, and I understand that my energy and my boldness is on another level. So, you know, if I'm waiting for a guy to be as bold as me, because they can read us, they know what we're putting off. So if I'm waiting for someone to match my level of boldness, I'm going to tell you, it might not ever happen. But if I crack the door enough for him to come in and dribble, then we may have a ball game. So be open to cracking your door. Be open to going up to the line to just bounce the ball. He may come and take the ball from you and make the shot, and you're still winning. So I'm not advocating getting down on one knee. I'm not advocating asking a man out or anything like that, but I am saying it's okay to make the first move and say hi. Saying hi or saying, "Hey, I think you're cool," or "What a nice suit." I mean, you know, like there is nothing wrong with that.
So that is my challenge.
What does it mean? Because at the end of the day, we're adults. And we're grown as hell, and we make whatever decisions we want to make. And I'm going to be honest with you. If someone is going to judge me, and I haven't had it happen, but if someone's going to judge me because I walked up to some guy and said, "Hi, you're cute. I'm Ramonica. If you're in my city, call me," then judge me. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm bold enough to do the things that I want. And no one's making ask or do anything. Like I said, he stayed in my space all evening. We still talk. I mean, we have a very good friendship. But what if I hadn't said anything? Because he's kind of quiet and he's kind of shy and he's not a person who really extends trust easily. I just know this from talking to him. That's not who he is. And so sometimes our boldness, since I'm the queen of bold, our level of boldness can affect someone in the most positive way, and now they're out, they're open. So yeah, girl, start bouncing that ball.
So that's the challenge for me this week. I'm going to take that, and I'm going to make it a point to step outside of my comfort zone in that respect. And I'm going to do a super simple approach. And I usually don't. I will make eye contact and I keep it moving. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, if he wants to say something to me, then he'll say something.
Girl, that was me. That was me. I was like, I'm not going to go up and be talking to his ass. He see me over here, all this fineness. I mean, he missing out. That was me.
These doors are open and people just need to come on and get a life, because you...
Yeah, but see, they don't know that. I mean, we're expecting someone to be a mind reader. Let's just think about the best people who close amazing business deals. They're not waiting for people to come to him. And again, come to them. Again, I'm not advocating pursuing or chasing down or any of that. I'm just saying you got to have a sign on your door that at least says open. And when you are open for business, sometimes you go outside your door and you give people a sample, and your sample is a smile or, hey, here's my card. You know, it'd be great to connect with you. That's it right there. It's just going to open the door to conversation. And then, in my opinion, the guy can take it from there, period.
True. Yes. Yep. Okay. See, at this point, it's about perspective, because that's not something that I had considered. And it is truly based on the stigma that's attached to, you know, women who are, and I don't want to say, not literally, but in a dude's face, because you know how when we go out and we sit back and we kind of watch and, you know, you like, she all in his face, like, let him breathe, you know? And so I think I'm thinking about it from that perspective. And so this is just giving me something else to consider. And again, that is my challenge this week. I'm really going to make sure that I need to get over that hump before Sunday come through. Cause I'll be in the Sea of White on Sunday. So yeah, I need to get this out the way.
Well, we hope we're going to be in a sea of white. You know, it's supposed to be thunderstorms, and they are saying that the events have been rescheduled before.
Okay. That is
so true. I don't know, but I will say this, because you just said something that kind of like made me think. So I heard what you said when you were like, she's all in his face, blah, blah, blah. So all in your face is kind of very modern now. Let me tell you, so the way that we equate stepping to a guy just to say hi as being kind of over the top, no, women are way over the top now. Now women are calling. I had a guy friend, he's real deal guy friend, whatever. He literally said that there was a woman who said, hey, I've been watching you. This is how I want to connect with you. You fill in the blanks on that connection. This is how I want to connect with you. Here are the rules, blah, blah, blah. Are you in? And he was like, yeah. So I'm telling you, what we think is, hey, come up to me and talk to me. And okay, that could happen. But if you're sitting around waiting for that, maybe not. So this next step, which is just saying hi, I'm telling you, the way that other people are out here doing it, what we're talking about right now is nothing. Because I still expect a courtship. I still expect all of the things that a traditional man would do. I just happen to speak to you. It's like you're walking through Home Depot or the grocery store and you see a cute guy. Personally, I'm not going to drop my head and look the other way. I'm going to like make eye contact like dead on, and I'm going to smile. And if there's something that I can tip off in a conversation, like, love that pink shirt, or hey, those are some nice shoes, or oh, you work here, I know such and such, I'm gonna strike up the conversation, because then he gets a chance to experience me. So now you get to not only see all of this awesome sauce and these curves, but you get to hear, ooh, that's an educated woman, who is she? So now he wants to know more. Guess what? It's up to him to figure out how to get more. I just open the door. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
And this is why I wish, oh, look, we need to have this conversation again and get a male's perspective, because I really want to hear a man's voice chiming in between here and dispelling some myths, you know, and qualifying some things. And then just hearing their perspectives about, you know, what is the difference between being bold and approaching and when we're doing too much. Because let me tell you about too much. So my friend is dating this guy, and they're both, you know, professionals, and he's a really nice guy. He's talking to her on the phone, washing his car, and a female drives by, has a piece of balled up paper, and throws it at him and drives off. He picks up the paper. Now, I don't know, this is a podcast. I don't know how raunchy you can get, but I'm going to tell you what this said on this note. The girl wrote on the note, "You look like you got a big dick. And if you want some head on the low, here's my number."
Yeah, that's what women do. That's what some women do. That's what some women are doing now. Let me say that. I have heard those kind of stories.
That's what we doing.
That's what some people are doing.
I'm just like, I'm not.
Yeah, but
I'm
see, not, in their mind, and probably for them, and I'm not taking away from them, I don't roll like that. But for them, listen, they're thinking, this is who I want. This is what I want. And now I just took a shot. And if they call me, I scored.
Mm-hmm.
They're not waiting for him to come to her. She's made a decision. I'm going to get what I want. Remember, I'm saying I'm just cracking the door. I'm giving you an intro to me. This person is saying, hey, I'm going to allow you to experience me. In fact, I'm going to hold your hand through the entire process. I'm going to take you from first grade to 12th grade.
Literally.
Yes.
Okay.
She doing the part.
Right. Well, you know what? I don't ever want to be that bold.
Right. Okay. That's something else. Listen, we're not even putting bold labels on that. That's beyond bold. Okay. That's beyond bold.
Yeah. I want you to be guided through, you know, take a guided tour, you know, of this experience, because I feel like I'm just speaking of me. I feel like I'm an experience, and not in an arrogant way, but you know, we have different layers. You know, we have to be somebody when we're trying to do business, you know, and if you're in the corporate world, you got to be this person. And then you have the person that you are when nobody is around, you know, where you get inside your thoughts or you completely cut loose, or, you know, and then there's the person that you are with your friends. And there are all these, you know, I think beautiful facets of women, if we actually embrace them. And I don't think anybody ever gets, you know, totally who you are up front. So I feel like you should be welcomed into the experience, but you ought to want the experience. I guess I just haven't gotten to the point where I introduce people to the experience.
Yeah.
You know, I don't go up and introduce them to, you know, the most amazing caramel latte lusciousness that they have ever seen and will experience in their life. But, you know, I'm gonna work on that this week. You have given me a challenge for myself so I can kind of get myself out of that box, because I think I clearly have locked myself into that, and I need to get out.
So I have a question. Are you meeting these people locally?
Oh, that's a whole.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Girl.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm. Yeah. Okay, let's take this one offline. So I'll call you. So thank you all so much for tuning in to our bold podcast this evening, as we just touched on two women who are out here on a journey. I'm on a journey. I'm on a love journey. I love myself. And I love myself enough not to settle. And I know that you are the exact same way.
Exactly.
And so we're just sharing our experiences with you this evening. So I am signing off as your queen of bold. Thank you so much for listening. And hey, connect with me soon. Come over to www.thequeenofbold.com and just drop me a note if you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you so much. You guys, take it easy.
Good night.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.